There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I am so, so excited to have the wonderful young Pueblo with us today, who's also known as Diego Perez. So Diego is a meditator, writer, and speaker who is wildly known on Instagram and various social media networks through his pen name, Young Pueblo. Online, he has an audience of over 1 million people that he reaches through his written works that focus on the reality of self-healing, the movement from self-love to unconditional love, and the wisdom that comes when we truly work on knowing ourselves. His first book, Inward, quickly became a bestseller, and his second book, Clarity and Connection, is also out now. So welcome to the show, Diego.
Thank you so much, Emma. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Honestly, this is a dream for me. I've followed your work on your Instagram for a couple of years now, so to be able to sit with you and have this time is wonderful. And I actually bought your first book, Inward, beginning of this year. I was like, who is this young Pueblo guy? Like, we hear about him, I see all his quotes. And I was like, look, let's read this book. And I loved it, loved every page. So I'm really excited for Clarity and Connection as well. So my first question that I love to ask everybody on the podcast when they come on is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Yeah, so my real spiritual awakening was more of an awakening of self-awareness. Like, it was in the summer of 2011, I hit this horrible rock bottom where I almost lost my life. You know, I can like smile about it and think about it a little more positively now, but it was a terribly difficult time where I had developed so many bad habits that were all caused by me running away from my emotions. And it got to the point where I was, you know, using a lot of drugs, always partying, always trying to keep myself externalized so that I wouldn't have to feel or pay attention to any of the tumultuousness that was happening inside of me. But that led to this big crash where, you know, I used a bunch of drugs one night and I felt like I was having a heart attack, like I was dying. But I was able to, you know, luckily the worst didn't happen. And I was able to pick myself up from there. And I asked myself, you know, how did I get to this point? And the answer was, I got to this terrible point by lying to myself. So to pull myself out of it, that's where I started practicing radical honesty and just like trying to be with myself with whatever may arise. May I just, you know, sit with it, even if it's really uncomfortable, and may I not use it as a means of escape. And that's really what started the whole process.
I love what you say there in terms of like, you realize like you were lying to yourself. Cause when you said that, I was like, oh, I definitely feel like I can relate to that as well. My spiritual awakening of whether it's like jobs, relationships, or whatever circumstance we're in, like you do find, especially with like kind of awakenings or awareness awakenings, whether you call it a spiritual awakening or not, people do kind of wake up and they're like, oh, how have I been lying to myself? What have I not been doing that's not serving me? So you know, it's incredible from that place where you said, you know, you felt like you were dying and you nearly did die to now being here, what, 10 years on with all your wonderful work. It definitely seems like a very beneficial awakening that happened for you.
Yeah, no, it definitely pointed me in the right direction, because I just didn't, you know, I was so miserable. And what I was really lying to myself about was, you know, I couldn't admit to myself how depressed I had felt. You know, I felt so much sadness, so much anxiety. And, you know, coming to terms with that just opened me up to, like, you know, having much more calmness during difficult situations. And just like all this new wisdom that you get when you really start going inward.
Definitely, which is perfect title for the book, Going Inwards to Find Those Answers, isn't it? So nowadays, you're a writer, you write books, mm-hmm. you write poetry and all your amazing inspiration online as well. So how did we get from 10 years ago to now with your writing?
Oh, that's a good question. So I never planned to be a writer. Like, I got to be 100% honest with you. I that was not in the works. But it wasn't until, you know, after I had that sort of realization and sort of walk into self-awareness, a year later, I started meditating Vipassana. And when I started, I felt like little trickles of creativity start coming out. And I remember, like, after the first silent 10-day course I did, I wrote a poem. And then I did a few more courses. And it was after that when it hit me that I should spend some time writing, that I felt like real healing was happening. And this was even before the era of, like, self-love and, you know, all these, like, amazing people who are telling their stories. Like, it felt like a new realm. So I wanted to just share that healing was even possible. And I knew that, you know, I had so much healing left to go. I don't know everything. I'm not enlightened or anything like that, but I wanted to, you know, start sharing part of my journey, even though I was in the midst of my journey.
Exactly. And like you say, like, with poetry as well, it's very different from, like, a self-help book where right. you're kind of, like, putting those tips and tools out there. You're like, you know, here's how you get from A to B.
Your work,
it's very much like, this is raw, this is here, this is now. And I think that's why I found your book so refreshing, because it was actually like, it, you can connect to it on a whole different level, instead of saying, right, here's how you fix the problem. It's like, here's how we feel the problem first. And you can really connect to, like, every word that you're saying. So that's why I think it's been so popular, because it really can, you know, appeal to anybody at any stage in their life or any stage in their awakening for different reasons. So where does your inspiration come from, do you think, to write all this beautiful poetry?
That's a good question. I think it's a pretty, like, interesting process. Sometimes it's very on the spot. Like, I'll just have pieces kind of just appear in my mind and I'll write them down. And other times it's just through very light self-analysis. You know, I'll ask myself, what have I been learning lately? What patterns have I seen coming up repeatedly? Like, what am I particularly working on letting go right now? And other times it's conversations between me and my wife where we will, like, share that self-examination together. And, you know, she'll tell me what she's working on. I tell her what I'm working on. And we start kind of, like, noticing the patterns that are just across all of human beings. You know, like, all we think we're very different, and it's true. We're very unique, but we're incredibly similar at the same time. You know, the same way that you deal with anxiety, I deal with anxiety, you deal with sadness, I deal with sadness. And these are common emotions that we share, and the mind will react to them in a very similar way. So I try to pull out the general aspects of what it is to be a human being from just, like, everyday life.
I think that's what makes it so relatable, like you say, because it is everyday life of everybody feels these emotions. Everybody goes through these challenging and tough times in their life, especially with Inward. It, like, takes you along that journey of, like, the different sections of the different parts of your kind of healing and journey. So again, it's just relatable to so many people of, like, you pick up the book and by the end you're like, although there wasn't really, you know, like, do this, meditate or do this, it's like, actually those words have been healing in itself. And, you know, it's beautiful to hear that, you know, you reflect with your wife on that, and that's what goes into the work. So is it hard? Because obviously if you've got very raw emotions, like, does that work make it in the book, or are you someone who has, like, a secret poetry collection just for yourself?
That's a good question. I do have some secret pieces that I write that I don't really release, because I try to write a lot about, like, I try to write from the perspective of someone who has never meditated before. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I spend a lot of time meditating. You know, I meditate 2 hours a day, and I've been doing that for, I think, more than 5 years now. So there are things that I'm trying to understand in regards to, like, the fundamentals of reality, or like how this whole existence really works, that I keep to myself, because I want to put the work that I put out there in the public, I want to make it incredibly accessible. That's why I combine everything with minimalism. And that's why, like what you were saying, you know, I try to keep my voice as a writer as in the form of an explorer and not a teacher, right? Like, I'm not a teacher. I'm somebody who's just on the journey, just like everybody else. So instead of telling you, like, this is how you let go, this is how you do X, Y, and Z, it's like, no, it's like, well, letting go is pretty personal and it's pretty individualized. So depending on your conditioning and what's happened to you in your life and how much trauma you may have, the technique that works for you is going to be very different than the technique that works for me. So understanding that is, I think it's really important.
Definitely. And like, no one shoe fits all, of like, everybody's experiences are different, like you say. So let's talk about your new book then, Clarity and Connection. So what does clarity and connection mean to you?
So clarity and connection is kind of like the next step after inward. It's really like the sibling to inward, the sequel. And my thought behind it was, when you go inward, you really start getting to know yourself, and you start this like unbinding process, the process of letting go, the process of healing. And what you get after that, you know, even though you may not be fully healed, there's a big transformation that's happened. Mm-hmm. And when you step out from that inner journey, right, you have a new sense of clarity. You can see the world, you can see yourself much more clearly, your interactions have a deeper meaning. And it shifts into connection, because all of the connections that you may have, you know, whether it's with friends, with family members, or with like an intimate relationship, like a partnership, they have this new window that opens up that makes them much more deeper. And then once that introspective work, all of their personal connections just, you know, they get deeper, they get much more rich, they're much more nourished, and you're able to just build something much greater between two people.
I love that. I love how you describe that. And like you say, going through that transformation journey, going inwards, doing that inner work allows you, like you say, the inner then reflects the outer. So you're able to have those closer relationships
and exactly
have that clarity in all connections, whether it's to yourself, to the universe, to others. So I love that it is that kind of sister book, the next step as such. So what can we expect inside the book? Can you give us any sneak peeks?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, I think inside the book, it's going to be like, it's going to flow between you know, personal transformation work, like individualized pieces that are kind of talking about, you know, how that shift happens between who you were in the past and who you are now. And then there are chapters. There's one chapter that I particularly love. It's called The Love Between Us, where I go deep into relationships and I really try to tease out, you know, like, what does a relationship that did not work out, like, what does that feel like? What does that look like? And then what does a relationship look like when two people realize that, okay, we both have a lot of work to do with ourselves as individuals. And how does our healing then precipitate a whole new relationship between us so that we can love each other better, so that we can support each other better, and so that we can just, you know, through our inner work, be able to just have a much deeper relationship.
Yeah. I love that. And that leads me on perfectly to our next question. So your work focuses on unconditional love and moving to that space. So how can we move from self-love to unconditional love? What would be your top tips?
So moving from self-love to unconditional love, I think it's so important to get your foundation right. I think you need to be able to have that active form of self-love where you're constantly nourishing yourself. You're constantly not, you know, you want to set yourself up in a way where you do have boundaries, where you know, okay, I'm going to be in service of others, but at the same time, I'm going to make sure to be in service to myself. And not just the type of self-love that feeds you on the like pleasant level, right? Like you're not just trying to give yourself pleasantness. Mm-hmm. You're trying to use the energy of self-love to get to know yourself better, because real self-love is about personal transformation. And it's about, you know, using that energy to evolve into a better version of yourself. But what I love about that connection between self-love and unconditional love is that self-love really just opens the door to unconditional love to all beings, because the more that you understand yourself and you understand your own mind and you understand your patterns and your inner workings, that helps you develop a greater sense of compassion for other people. So that when you, after, you know, well, not after, but during your journey, you start realizing that when you come across difficult people or people who are a bit harsh, you start seeing, oh, right, these are these patterns that I recognized in myself in the past. Or, you know, I may not know what type of trauma this other person has experienced, so let me be gentle with them. And at the same time, may I, you know, protect myself how I need to. But it just gives you a new sense of compassion that without self-love, it wouldn't really be possible. You need that internal exploration of yourself to be able to have a better understanding of other people.
Absolutely. And I love what you said there about compassion, because I think it's so important to, like you say, once you've mastered that love for self, to then say, you know, it's not personal what someone is doing or how they're acting. It's not always personal. And although it's like having those loving boundaries and, you know, that unconditional love for self to be like, no, if it's not right, or if someone's not treating you right, it's also then having that unconditional love where you're looking past that and you're like, you know, I can still love you. You know, no matter, like, I can love you from afar, I can love you close, whatever feels good. And I think, you know, it is that kind of evolution, like you say, where you go from that journey of self-love to, right, how can I reflect this into the outer world now? So I loved everything that you said with that.
Can I add one more little thing?
Cool. Go for
There's one thing that always like comes to mind, right? If there was more self-love in the world, like self-love is literally like the missing piece. And not just like peace as in puzzle piece, but peace as in P-A-E-A-C-E. Like if more and more people around the world were able to love themselves a little better, treat themselves a little better, then that's going to make them much less likely to harm me and others, you know? So self-love is really just, it's so key. And it's as we move into the future, it's going to be seen as a foundational piece to global peace.
Definitely. 100% agree with that. And I just think, you know, what a different world we would live in if we were taught that in school, or, you know, if we were taught this from a young age. Yeah. I know that, you know, it was very seen as egotistical to love yourself or to have that relationship with self. And then when I spiritually awakened, I was like, whoa, this has been wrong the whole time, right?
Right, totally. And it's not egotistical at all. I mean, how can I serve you if I can't serve myself? Like if I can't be anything to myself, I'm not going to be anything to you.
Exactly. Love those words. So for anybody listening who is like, this sounds great, I want to do this, everything you're saying is resonating with me, but how do we self-heal? How do we get to that place? What are your top tips for self-healing?
It's two main tips. It's one is, then probably the most important one is find your tool. And this is so key. We live in a globalized world where there are so many different introspective methods that have been developed through different cultures, and they're much more widely accessible than they were before. Like, we can go further in terms of accessibility, but you can, you know, ranging from something as simple as journaling or one-on-one therapy or different forms of meditation, you know, and then so many other types of techniques, you know, things that I might not even be aware of, but that there's literally something out there for you. So understanding that you need to find something that meets your personal sweet spot, something that is challenging for you, but not overwhelming, right? Something that will help you become stronger and wiser, but won't bring up too many things at once that you feel overwhelmed and you don't want to continue the process. So finding that personal sweet spot, finding that tool or technique or method that really connects with your intuition. Once you have it, once you've figured out what the thing is for you, then give it your time, consistency, you know, trying again and again and going through it, even though it gets difficult. I think that just makes a world of a difference. Self-healing is really best done through some sort of method that fits you.
Definitely. And, you know, I think I'm sure you can speak from your own experiences as well. But for me, like, I kind of started off with self-love and going down that kind of journey. And then, you know, it got deeper and deeper over time, as, you know, more things came up. And, you know, I think being gentle with it, like you say, is really important, because like you say, you don't want to overwhelm yourself or trigger yourself too much. And sometimes, you know, it is working in a safe space for somebody to unpack that, go through that. Other times, like you say, meditation or EFT tapping or anything, any of these great tools that are out there can bring that self-love, bring that self-soothe, as you say. And it's, I think, again, it's remembering that healing is not linear. And I'm sure you're going yes to this. Like, I thought, oh, I'm healed, it's all good, everything's great. And then like 6 months later, like, oh no, it's back. I haven't healed it.
No, and it's literally like an onion. Like, you will keep, there are layers upon layers upon layers, and you'll find like, oh, there's fear again. And there it is. But literally, we don't realize how many times we've reacted in our lives. We've reacted so many times that, like, each time you react, it leaves an imprint on the mind, and it settles in the subconscious. And that will affect the way that you react in future situations. Mm-hmm. So it takes time to unbind all these knots that have been built over time. And we have to be patient, but we have to keep trying. Yeah,
exactly. Patience is key, and awareness as well. Like, even having the awareness of, oh, that's my pattern, or, oh, that's my fear. Like, that's powerful in itself, to just have that awareness to then say, right, how can I do differently next time? How can I be more self-loving to myself or self-loving to others next time? You know, even just witnessing is a powerful self-healing as well, isn't it?
Totally, totally. I mean, and it's funny, because the more I think about it, through observation, that's how you let go. When you can fully accept what you're observing, then the unbinding happens naturally.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So my last question to you today then, Diego, is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with today?
I think, well, one of the best pieces of advice that I got, it's so simple, but it helped me so much when I was doing my first 10-day Vipassana course. Like, it was incredibly challenging. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's for a lot of people. If it's something you want to try, you should check it out. But somebody who had done the course before and was doing it again, I asked him if he had any advice. And he was like, be strong. You know, you're like, you can do it. And his little bit of advice, I mean, that helped me so much, because there were so many times where I wanted to give up, but when I kept going, I you know, was able to persevere after the 10 days, and it ended up giving me the immensely transformed my life. So I don't think we often realize like how strong we are, and we can, you know, get through those tough moments. We just have to, you know, be calm and sail through the storm.
Mm-hmm. The only way is through, and committing to yourself like you did there, by following through that practice, by following through and giving yourself that opportunity, you see those results with perseverance. Amazing. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So Clarity and Connection is out now. So where can my lovely listeners get your book if they would love to know more about this book?
You can get it anywhere books are sold. So you can get it through, I think it's called Waterstones. And you know, Amazon UK, or just literally anywhere books are sold, or Book Depository. And I hope it serves you well.
Well, I can't wait to read it. I've pre-ordered my copy. I'm going to add it to my Inward collection. I'm so excited to receive it.
Thanks so much.
But where can my lovely listeners find more about your work, Diego, if they want to find more of you online? Because you've got an awesome Instagram, so tell everybody all about your work.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the main places that I hang out and share new material is on Instagram. And you can check out, it's YUNG_PUEBLO. And then in all the other places like Twitter and Facebook, it's Young Pueblo, spelled the same way like I just spelled, but without the underscore. And my newest place that I have been doing a lot of new writing is on Substack. And it's youngpueblo.substack.com. And it's been great just writing longer pieces and letting the creativity flow there.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Diego, for coming on the show today. It's honestly been an absolute pleasure speaking with you and finding more about clarity and connection. I'm so excited to see more of your work and see what comes your way. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Emma. This has been such a joy. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. I really hope you've enjoyed Diego and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Diego's website in the description down below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, or anything else I have to offer, like my free content and videos, you can find it all over on emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.